Welcome back to the Better Than One Marriage Podcast, where two are better than one because they get a good reward for this labor. And if one is to fall, the other would be there to pick them back up. We are your hosts, Ron Corsi Jr.
and Chelsea Corsi.
And we're still married. Almost coming up on that anniversary.
It's true.
But according to this list, we shouldn't have made it. There's the list, and it's going around.
You gotta send it to me. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, yeah, I haven't sent it to you. Mm-hmm. Really, it started with like a small post of just like, hey, I'm not, you know, this is a date. A woman's not going on the first date. And then I feel like somebody added to it. And then it was just like, oh, this is a long behind list. Some of this stuff is reasonable. Some of it I feel like is unreasonable. Especially because let's deal with the simple fact. Ain't nobody asking you to go nowhere in the first place. With your raggedy list.
Okay.
Yeah, I said it. If somebody was asking, you'd have been happy to go. Wishing
to
somebody.
To many of these places.
Happy to go.
But why?
And the Cheesecake Factory is the number one. I'm like, why? What is wrong with the Cheesecake Factory? They got bomb cheesecake. Go get you a slice.
They also have a very diverse menu.
And they got diverse
menu. They're always very busy with you.
See, and this is why you're married. And they're not, Chelsea.
Okay.
That's why they ain't married. They tell me, I'm not going here on the first day. You ain't going to no wedding either. All right? Look at this list. Cheesecake Factory, Applebee's, Chili's, Chipotle, Olive Garden. These are like five standard, like just off the bat. Like this is a perfect place to take somebody you don't know at all.
Yeah.
Why would I take you to Nobu, to the Capitol Grill, to Del Frisco's on a first date?
Yeah.
I don't even know you.
Yeah.
Like, you think you're worthy of that?
I mean, I don't think anything is wrong with that.
That's true, but you can't require it.
But I don't think you should require
it. How can you jump out like, yeah, I'm worth it? It's like you're single.
You know what, though? Hold on.
What are you talking about?
You
were available for this date.
Can you send me the actual post? Because I want to see the comments.
No. Well, this post? Ooh. No, because I literally just took a picture of somebody else's.
It's fine. I can.
You can find it.
Yeah, I'll search it.
But the comments is like, let's cut the crap here. Like, let's cut the crap. You were available. Like, let's just start there. This was a first date. And I said, hey, you know what? I want to take you out. And you was like, okay, because you don't have a man. What are we talking about here? How you going to be mad because I want to take you to Chili's? I like Chili's. What happens when I like that's what makes me mad, Chels. What happens when I like these places? So I say, oh, you'll probably like them too. And you're like, I'm not going on this first date to Red Lobster. I love Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Right.
What are you talking about?
One of the first places we went was Olive Garden. We went to IHOP.
IHOP is
on here too.
IHOP is on here?
Yeah.
What? What are we talking about? No,
what if
it ain't.
It's a breakfast? Yes, it is.
Oh, it's right there. So pretty much any standard place that's a chain.
Anywhere that's not expensive. I would like to see a list of where do you want to go then.
Yes, let's start there. This is how you know people's drawing. They wouldn't even be able to come up with 10 places other than these. Like, where do you want to go? Oh, I want to go to some fancy restaurant. Okay.
Right.
All right, that's fine. Where else?
Now, your house.
That's drawing. I'll give you that.
probably don't want to do that unless you've known each other because sometimes people know each other and then they start dating. You know, like maybe Bill at the job, y'all known each other for 5 years, but you just now he's just now
dinner.
Asking you on a date, and
you know
know where he works, so he's not gonna chop you up.
You hope. You don't know about his 2 weeks that he just put in.
I don't know, this is weird.
That is weird. You can't take nobody to your house.
The gym.
The gym is, that's odd. That is odd, right?
That's not a date.
You would have to look at that person and be like, you know what? You're very fit. You look like you work out, and take that role and just hope it wasn't just good genetics.
That's funny. Because
it's like, no, actually, I hate working out. And be like, oh, I thought you worked out because you're so fit.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, hate that. Oh, okay. Well, I was planning for us to go to the gym and work out. Oh, mm-hmm. What do you do now other than not go on this date at all? Yeah, but
or a
church
movie
though.
Night, Netflix, Hulu, etc.
Yeah, that's not a date.
Yeah, that's a more we're together chilling.
Yeah.
Hookah bar, okay.
That's drawing.
A bar just for drinks, okay. But they're like down low.
Yeah.
Sports event, it depends on who she is,
because
she might love that.
Yeah, and what type of sporting event? Because yeah, that's true. And where did you meet her? Like,
right?
You could have met her at a sporting event.
Well, true. But even if you didn't, if you can just say, hey, do you like sports?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you know, because they both do.
It's the audacity, Chels.
Coffee?
Can't even go for coffee
now.
Can't
go for coffee?
Coffee is, first of all, for anybody who does not know, Starbucks and coffee places in general are a lighter form of date where it can be lighthearted and we can further establish, oh, is there anything even here?
Exactly.
As opposed to we just went to a fancy chef selection restaurant. We went to the daggone tasting menu and it's a 3-hour thing. And I realized 3 minutes in, like, this is not going to work at all. Oh, well, you got another two hours and 57 minutes to sit here and be miserable.
Yep.
Coffee is like, hey, let's get this coffee. Oh, this is horrible. You know what? I don't think this is going to work out.
Right.
All right.
I'm just going to take this with me to work. Thanks for the invite. Right,
thanks for
See
the
you
invite.
Later.
Can't do that no more.
Coffee?
It's the audacity, Chels. It's the audacity to say, how are you going to refuse to? And listen, I understand some of these places. All right, fine. But.
Yeah,
like,
somewhere that requires a long drive. Absolutely
well,
not.
Well, yes. Too long. Yeah, that's fair.
Why
just because
not bowling?
Can't go bowling, Chels.
You can't go bowling?
Can't go bowling.
I'm really appalled.
Standard stuff back in. Can't go bowling. If they had room, they probably put skating on there. Can't go skating. Nothing. It's like, that's the actual question. It's like, well, what is left? But the pure and raw audacity, Chels, to just be like, I refuse to go to these places. It's like, yo, you're single. What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, you don't have to come at people single.
I'm
just
coming
to make
at
the
their
point.
Singleness.
No,
Chels.
Because I mean, no. Not everybody's thirsty, nah. But like,
see, but that's the problem. This ain't thirsty. This is a standard. You're a human being and I'm a human. It's people that work at these places and you're above going to them. Imagine that. You're above going to a place that somebody's living is made at. Mm-hmm. Like, there's literally nothing wrong with these restaurants. Like, how would you just be like, I don't have, this is my first date. I'm too good to go. That's what it really, it's like, I'm too good to go to these places. Some of these places don't make sense. I understand. I would never go to a gym. You know, I wouldn't go to a sporting event either. Mm-hmm. But, like, most of these places are just, you can't go to an ice cream date? Bruh. It's like, what?
So what do they want? I am convinced that at this point, well, first of all, I couldn't find like a trending post. Mm-hmm. But when I put it in the search bar, I found a post where there were like 60 comments. And most of the women were saying like they don't get it either. So I don't, who made it?
Somebody made it.
Who
up.
Made this?
Maybe they trolling.
Yeah, they might be. But at the same time, like, it had to come from somewhere.
It did.
And I just want, especially if it made the news and stuff
no,
like that.
I'm sorry. I know where it came from. It started with a cheese. Somebody made a comment. I believe it started with somebody making a comment about the Cheesecake Factory. Like, that's not a good place to go on a first date.
Okay.
Which is dumb, unless you just don't like
I
the
mean,
Cheesecake
it is
Factory.
Always crowded.
But that's because people like it. Like, that's mm-hmm. fine. Like, Chick-fil-A is crowded, too. Ain't nobody been like, oh, I'm not going. You know.
Right.
You like it, so you go.
I don't know. See, I really do. I think just this is a reflection of just all of life at this point mm-hmm. because of doggone social media.
Yeah.
You know, it's too much. Like, oh, yeah. It's like everything is romanticized mm-hmm. and everything is, it's like you have to, what do you call it when you get like a larger fry?
You gotta upsize.
You gotta upsize everything. Yeah. Like, it's never enough. Like, you see things, and it's like, oh, well, he must not think enough of me if this right. guy took her on a first date here.
Right.
And they post pictures of it. Everything right. we do. I'm here. I'm there.
Look at me.
Look at us.
See us.
Look at me.
Yeah.
And we went here. And it's like, I know all your business, and I don't have to. Sure. But, of course, I don't know all your business. I know the business that's newsworthy.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Like, you ain't going to take pictures if he took you to McDonald's.
Nope.
But you're going to take pictures if he took you to Capitol Grill.
Yeah.
So, like, now we're seeing all these people's, like, highlights
yes.
of their life. Uh-huh. You know? But then it's like, we don't have any sense of reality anymore.
No.
There's no sense of reality, and everyone is insatiable.
Mm.
Like, yes. It's crazy.
Everybody's looking for something bigger and better. Mm-hmm. Which I'm not, you know, fine. But, it's like, there's a, like, a basic standard of human behavior that needs to be associated with what you expect.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, if we are going on a date, let's establish a few things. If I'm on a date, I'm interested in you and you are interested in me to some point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now after that, we are actual human beings.
Right.
And for you to say to me, that something is not acceptable is just ridiculous to me, mm-hmm. because it's like a date is literally meaning that it literally means like it's a date on the calendar.
Right.
That's what an actual date is. This is a date on the calendar that we are going to come together.
Right.
Literally, a date can literally be y'all just meeting up to talk.
Yeah.
That's actually like that's literally a date.
Just go for a walk.
Yes. Like that's an actual date.
It is.
So for you to be like, you know what, these are not acceptable. It's like how, like how could you come up? It's like these were standard dates for years.
That's what's killing me.
Right. Like
that's what's killing me. When did this start?
Because people got bougie, Chelsea.
That's it.
So now Red Lobster used to be like a nice dinner. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, it's nice. That's a nice little dinner. Now I can understand maybe mm-hmm. that's played out fine. But let's not act like we've come so far that yeah. now having a dinner where somebody literally pays for you mm-hmm. is just like not acceptable. Like it's what if crazy. And let's what if he don't have it?
And that was my next point. I feel like not only are they looking at it as a reflection of like how you view my worth.
Right.
But they're also now, because that's always been the case.
Yeah.
Because one thing I will say is fast food restaurants was been on the list. Like, nobody ever liked that. Even if they accept it, it's always an eyebrow raiser.
They got salt and pepper.
Right. Like, don't be like, oh, like, it's our first date.
First date.
You know, hey, like, you want to go out to McDonald's sometime?
Yes. Like, that's cool for high school.
Right, yeah.
Because you know you don't have no money.
Right, right. Yeah, yes. But at a certain point, it's just like, okay. And I mean, I would go, but...
Yes. And that's why you're married, woman.
Stop it. No, I would go, but I can understand why some women would be like, eh, I'd rather you, like, you know, put a little more, you know.
Sure, I can understand.
Just make me feel a little bit more valuable like than valuable. McDonald's.
See, yes.
You know, but
that's
fair. So it's... And, I know that some women are looking at it specifically about mm-hmm. value, but I think some of them are also looking at it as the value of the man.
Yeah.
And that's where I really raise eyebrows even mm-hmm. more so.
Yeah.
Because like you said, what if he just doesn't have it like that to yeah. take you
like right now
to like for a surf and turf
yeah.
at a upscale restaurant, like maybe
right now.
I mean,
like maybe it's the third and I just paid my rent.
Right, right.
Like maybe I just don't have right now.
That's true because you don't have all the background.
Right. You don't know. Like you don't know. Maybe my hot water heater broke.
Right.
Like and I just had to shell out $5,000. But
my
I still
just cut
something.
Off. And
like
it's done or something.
You know what I mean? It doesn't mean like I'm just a broke dude that has nothing. It's like you don't even know because it's
That's
a first
true.
Date.
Yeah, you may be misjudging.
But you're like you'll never know. Because, mm-hmm. like, you're just, oh, I'm beyond. It's like, how are you beyond that? Warren Buffett eats McDonald's every day. Literally, he eats mm-hmm. McDonald's breakfast every day. Mm-hmm. It's above you, though.
Right.
Really? It's like, we're just bougie.
I know.
And just goofy.
And not that that's the healthiest choice.
It's
but
not, right?
As far as.
That's fair.
We're not saying good job, Warren Buffett. Now, but we are saying.
Because if you're going from a healthy standpoint, it's like, yeah, all these kind of makes sense.
Okay.
It's like, yeah, I get you. I
no, and I do know some people are kind of picky about where they eat as far as like Applebee's, Chili's, like those types of places, mm-hmm. they receive frozen food and just mm-hmm. heat it up. They sure. don't actually cook fresh food.
Sure.
So, like, I know some people are funny about, like, I actually want my food fresh. Mm-hmm. But you can't, I don't know, people, I just think extremism is bad.
Yeah.
You know, where it's like, okay, fine, you typically would not. Yeah. If you guys proceed in the relationship, be like, hey, you know, next time could we maybe try this place? Or,
sure.
you know, I prefer places where mm-hmm. it's fresh, you know, once you get a little further in. But it's a one-time thing. It's one first date.
It is.
If he wants to take you to Chili's, just eat some Chili's one time. You ain't about to die because
no.
you ate at Chili's once.
Man.
You know, and some people really just overdo it with, yeah. oh, no, because if I ever touch this, yeah. I'm just.
People, yeah, they're traumatized. it comes from bad experiences. Like, I feel like people have had a lot of bad experiences dating. Mm. And women probably have gotten a good amount of that because typically they're the ones to be dated. Like,
yes,
they're the ones
to
being
be pursued.
Pursued and chased after. And now he has to come up with like, oh, let's do this. And maybe they've gotten tired and, you know. Certain bad experiences like, oh, you know, such and such used to always take me to these kind of normal restaurants and it never went anywhere from there. And he thought that that was okay. Mm-hmm. But that's not always the case. Like even us per se. I mean, like I didn't have no money when we got together. Mm-hmm. And I still, of course, I still took you better places than anybody before you. Mm-hmm. And I still managed to take you to really nice restaurants.
Yeah.
It's like you can't just judge the book by its cover. It's like we are valuing the wrong things.
That's it.
Actually at the heart At the heart of it is like somebody can't take you bowling. Somebody trying to bowl with you is saying, hey, I want to have fun with you. Or I want to show you that I can bowl real good. You know what I'm saying?
Or I want to teach you to bowl better and, you know, do the traditional golfing, bowling, things where I have to stand behind you and cop a feel but act like I'm not and teach you how to do it better.
Yes.
Softball, let's go to the batting cages. Yeah, that stuff used to be cute.
Right. To show, really, he's showing you his worth.
Exactly.
Like, and people don't even
think. And trying to get close to you, that's all.
People don't even think about that, like, maybe the place he chose is somewhere where he can show his value to you. And especially if it's cheaper.
Or just something he really enjoys. Like, he might be just letting you in. Like, hey, I actually do this every weekend.
Listen.
You don't know?
If you don't want to go to Bahama Breeze, that's on you. Hand me them empanadas.
Bahama Breeze.
You hand me them empanadas and the lobster and shrimp, whatever, linguine.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be married thereafter. Thereafter, we will be betrothed. Just telling you now.
We'll head straight from here to the courthouse.
Yeah, don't play.
I love Bahama Breeze.
Don't play with it.
We're going tomorrow.
All right. But yeah, it's our values.
It is. But I feel like that was a really good segue.
Yeah, I agree.
There was a young lady named Portia. I'm saying was. There is a young lady named Portia Fulford.
Hey, Portia.
Hey. So this post is from October 8th. She said, my ex-husband used to laugh at me and be ashamed when people came over for dinner. The only thing, and this is just coming off of you saying bad experiences, women having bad experiences, and then in an effort to, you know, fix it where, like, I want to be valued, I want to be cherished, I want to be treated right. I know he's laughing. I'm going to just press on. and I know why. But, you know, in an effort to want to express their worth and not compromise their values and their standards, now we're overshooting because of the bad experiences. But anyway, he used to laugh at me and be ashamed when people came over for dinner. The only thing I could make, this is very questionable. God bless you, Portia Fulford. But this is questionable. The only thing I could make was kale and traditional tea. What is traditional tea?
I would imagine traditional tea is like tea you have to steep yourself, like loose tea that you make, like that would come and you put it in the little thing and you make the tea. Or she's talking about not like iced tea that you mix, but making tea in a bag. Like that would be traditional tea to me, like the tea you drink. Where you heat up the water and then put the tea bag in it.
I feel like it can't be the tea bag because that's not something you know how to do. Well, that's just making tea.
Like, you know, this is why it's funny, Charles.
Like you might have been onto something with traditional, like
Yeah, because they sell it loose in a bag.
Yeah.
And you make the bag more or less in some sort of container and steep it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But there's also, this is why you don't know, because there's Lipton tea, which is delicious. Where it's just powder and you mix it, you're not actually making anything.
Well, and that don't even count. Nobody's making hot tea. Listen, I don't know what you're talking about.
What the standard is.
First
of all, I'm laughing because it says when people come over for dinner. I'm sorry. Let's just park and put a note right there, because why are people coming over for dinner?
I was literally thinking that.
There's
layers to this post.
People don't make sense, Chelsea. Let's establish. If you know you can't cook and he knows, like, why would you ever have anybody over for dinner where you're cooking? That makes no sense.
Wait. Okay, I just looked up what is traditional tea. I think they're talking about how to have someone over for tea traditionally. Okay. You have the little teeny sandwiches with the cucumber and stuff and some scones, it says, and preserves and clotted cream and cakes and pastries with the tea, like you have a tea. So maybe she means I can't cook, I just make sandwiches. I'm sorry, I didn't mean that to come out the way it did.
Making them sandwiches.
Right. Like, I know how to host with, like, pastries and sandwiches. But I don't know how to I know how to have you over for tea.
That is certainly better than I make kale and heat these tea bags up.
Why does she know how to make kale?
Listen, if you can make kale, you can probably make collards.
I'm confused.
If you can make kale, you can make collards.
I'm sorry, Portia. I would love to just, maybe we need to hear from her.
I don't want
to
hear about it. If you can't cook, don't have people over. Like, why would that ever be? That shouldn't be something that happens.
I'm sorry, I'm gonna keep reading. He used to be so nervous and embarrassed.
Oh, mercy.
So yeah, why didn't they just stop? He would apologize to our guests in advance that his wife was a little different and that her tongue was lethal.
Ooh.
He warned them that I was a little touched. Yes. I chose the kale salad over marriage and men. I chose land over men. I chose buying buildings over men. This salad sent my son to college and financed my warfare. This salad financed every divorce, every tractor, and my personal library. I worked my way from the effing bottom with babies on my back and sucking from my breast. Fast forward 9 years, 4 babies later, 3 foreclosures, 2 evictions, the purchase of an entire town, and final stages of chartering a bank. We have secured location number 2 in all cash. I bet that N-word is sick to his effing stomach. I don't want marriage. I want my freedom from the patriarchy. I am willing to buy my papers in cash. Marriage is not natural to me. It's a form of negotiation for me,
mm-hmm.
a tool to expand my empire. I don't need a wrangler. I operate on power, not love. I have cultivated an eternal self-love for myself and my coven. I don't need or expect... And my coven. Okay. I don't need or expect love or attention from men. I never mix money with men. You will never see me coming. You will feel my presence. I don't argue. I don't debate. I stack my coin and make a move. I go all in at the risk of failure. All
right.
When they ask how much land do you own, I reply, how far can you see? The end. That is her post.
Okay.
And a friend of mine shared it and was happy about it.
Okay. Well, that's a bit excessive. The kale did not pay for the land, and you did not choose kale.
Well, no, let me give you some context. She owns a place called Queen City Kale.
Okay, well, that's different.
Yeah, so, like, she made a business out of it.
Okay.
The prettiest little farmhouse and juice bar on the Alabama River in historic Selma.
Okay, amen. That's a different story.
Mm-hmm.
However, it doesn't have anything to do with anything, okay? It's selling, well, number one, it's selling the idea that he was holding you back from something, which I don't believe that's necessarily true, because you can't cook well. That's just goofy. Being able to cook and your man holding you back from your empire and your coven does not necessarily go hand in hand. Not to mention, what does he have to do with any of that? If you want to go do that, it's like, okay, well, go do that. Like, it doesn't have to be a thing where you're fighting against a patriarchy. It's like, no, we live in America.
Mm-hmm.
Are there things you have to deal with? Sure. However, if you want to buy land, you can just go buy land. If you want to be a businesswoman, just go buy it. Why are you fighting against something that's not fighting against you, per se?
I mean, also keeping in light and in mind that, yes, there are still, like, barriers, the same as, like, technically black people have all the same
opportunities
as white people technically, but in reality there are several white people still who will try to not give you what they should. And same thing with women, and she's a woman of color, so she is a double whammy. You're black and you're female.
Yes,
there's still a lot of barriers. It's not as simple.
However,
I get what you're saying.
But fine, there's barriers, but she's saying she's fighting against the patriarchy.
Yeah.
It's like you're making him the thing.
Yeah, and it's, I'm like, not getting that from what she said about him.
Yeah, it's like, why would he be the focal point of what you're fighting against? Unless she's just, but because it wouldn't make sense to have this whole post and have him in it if it's not
as
about,
if he was the driving force. As if he was the thing.
It's like,
that.
So now I'm divorcing him so that I'm fighting against this. It's like, well, is he the patriarchy? I'm like, he married you.
Right.
What does that make any sense?
I don't know.
But people, people are going to attack marriage because they don't really appreciate the true value of marriage and they don't really see what's in it.
Right. And I also think it's what you said, that, like, she feels as though she was mistreated and unappreciated and you know, all that good stuff. And now she's like rebelling. And yeah. I think a lot of the things we see today are a rebellion because of things being mishandled and misrepresented.
Abused.
And abused.
Abnormal use.
Yeah, yeah, abnormal use. Hmm. So now you have a bunch of women that are thinking that, you know, that just marriage is not natural to me. It's a form of negotiation, a tool to expand my empire. Okay, well, sure. But like marriage is not natural to me.
Yeah, I mean, to you, that's fine. It'd be better if she, I feel like if she really felt that way, she would say marriage is not natural.
Right.
But it's like, well, in certain regards, I guess it isn't natural. But I don't know if it was supposed to be natural as it's supposed to become natural.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I know from that, like, it never became that for you. Because yeah. literally our marriage is completely, is natural.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not fighting against anything to be married to you.
Right.
And for somebody to say, I'm fighting against it, it's like you haven't experienced marriage the way it was supposed to be.
Right.
And if you, if that was your experience, I understand, fine. You may feel that way. It does not make it true.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, it might make it true to you. All right. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't make it true. Mm-hmm. Like, marriage is unnatural. I'm like, yes, in certain ways, but it's actually supposed to become easier.
Right.
There's people who are, like, we're so backwards in our values and what we're looking for and what we're putting into marriage that people's marriages are getting harder when it's actually supposed to get easier.
Yeah, that's the truth.
It's like, yeah, it's like you were never supposed to go 30 years and then get divorced.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, if anything, you should have went 3 years and got divorced.
That's true.
Not like, oh.
Because you never made it over the hump.
Never made it over the hump. It's like, yeah, not, oh, we made it over the hump. But it's just, it's like, you don't know your woman by now, bruh?
I mean, and he sounds rude. I mean,
he could be.
Why was he apologizing to their guests in advance that his wife was a little different? And, you know, speaking badly about her to them.
Chills.
You know, why was he doing that? I can see why she's upset.
Well,
now, it's one thing for him to laugh that you can't cook. I mean, fine. You know, it's okay. Poke fun at each other. If that's a soft spot for you, go buy a cookbook or hop on YouTube. You know, because, like, and I'm not saying he should do it in a way that's offensive. Mm. I'm just saying that can't be what pushed her over the edge. Like, he made fun of me because I don't know how to cook.
You know,
honey,
what?
You don't know how to cook.
Chels, go ahead.
Okay. But and several things here. So because, like you said, like, why would he be nervous and embarrassed and still invite people over? Like, just don't, or order Chills. Food.
Chills.
Like, why are you making stuff? Because here's the thing. Your spouse is not going to be everything that you wanted or that you think they should be. And
Ever.
In some regards, they shouldn't be because they're who they are.
Correct.
You can't, like, nobody is going to be all encompassing of all these things you could ever imagine someone being good at. You know, if she can't cook, she can't cook. And you married her knowing she could not cook.
Yes.
You know, so, like, it's not for you to apologize. That you should never be going out apologizing to people. Excuse my wife. That's horrible.
That's just wrong.
But, like, don't be acting like, just don't have her cook. That's so stupid.
Chels, I want to go deeper. This post has nothing to do with marriage. Like, this post is literally just her bragging.
Mm.
That's all it actually is. It was just an opportunity for her to put herself in this victim role, really a victor role,
mm-hmm.
and show off, like, look at what I've done.
Mm-hmm.
People just want clout.
I mean, it's still in rebellion, though, because this is her going from being made fun of to being like, ha, look at me now.
Yeah.
So it's part of it is proving herself to herself, but part of it is also proving herself to say, ha, you
look
thought I was nothing.
It's like, and we all go through that. But
yeah.
It's like, this is just supposed to say, like, you really could have just started past all of that and said, I built an empire on kale, and I love myself, and such and such and such and such, and I've done all this real estate. That's all it really is about.
Right.
Is look at me and look at what I've done, right? With the backdrop of, oh, yeah, y'all didn't believe in me either, patriarchy, a.k.a. husband. And it's just... it's just an opportunity just to talk about. It's like, this is not what marriage is about.
Yeah. I mean, I
it's
think
not
that's
even what
part
life
of
is
it.
About, Chels.
Yeah, it's not.
Life is not about getting clout for stuff.
No.
I have the hardest time posting anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because I genuinely, like, I don't want you to even know.
Mm-hmm.
because I don't want the attention of doing, and it's so awkward. Yeah. Because here you got a podcast, like you have to post it.
I know.
And then I'm like, but I don't really want to post it. Like I don't want people to like I'm not. I don't want the attention because that's just weird. We weren't trained like that.
Right.
We are not the generation of look at me. Even though
we are that generation, we just weren't.
No. Well, I'm not. No, I don't mean that generation. Not the actual generation, but the generation that's actually had the time before social media. Mm-hmm. Social media is literally based out of look at me. And literally, it's so normal that people don't think it's not normal anymore.
Right.
So now you taking a picture of you. Oh, look at me on vacation.
Yeah.
People on vacation, it's like that was something you would show to your actual friends.
Right.
Not people who are a friend on social media for you to see.
And it's turned into that.
It's turned into that.
Because initially it was just your actual friends.
It's like now I got to make sure everything looks right. Yeah. Because you already know these people who are my friends on social media really aren't my friends.
Yeah.
And so if I look bad, they'll probably just say it.
Right.
And so now it's like, okay, let me make sure everything is perfect. Let me make sure things look like this. Let me show everything so people think that things are this way. And now we're so used to clout chasing that we don't even think it's clout chasing no more. Mm-hmm. Where we weren't that generation. Like, we weren't built like that. Mm-hmm. There was no social media. We were just lived in life.
Yeah.
And if you wanted attention, you were corny. You were an attention seeker.
That's true.
Now, an attention seeker is like, it's a job now.
Like, why aren't you attention seeking? Yeah. What's wrong with you?
I'm a content creator.
Yeah.
That's what I am now. Right?
I have to say something. Someone said to me, you know, they had something happen in their life that they were really excited about, and they felt like God really opened a door. And she was like, I can't wait until I can make my Facebook post about this.
Yeah.
As if it was like the norm.
Yeah.
Like it literally came out her mouth just like, because of course.
You have to
make to make a post. And she's like, oh, I just can't wait to make a Facebook post about this because,
yeah.
You know, I want to share my testimony and whatnot. And I'm like, yeah, sharing your testimony is great. Mm. And it was a thing. It was, you know, moving into their own place. Mm-hmm. It, you know, that it was a significant milestone and the right. Lord really made a way. But like being in a place where you think that's life, that yeah. Like, you know, oh, well, obviously something happened. I must share it. No, not necessarily. And maybe not in that way. Like what happened to just call your best friend and be like, best friend, guess what? It worked out.
Yeah.
Or just, you know,
being happy,
your family. You know,
thank you,
hey, how you been? Actually, this happened. Oh, that's great. I'm happy mm-hmm. for you. What? That used to suffice.
Yeah.
And I feel like when that did suffice, there was a lot more self-worth and self-validation. And even more importantly, God-worth and God-validation.
Yeah.
Like, imagine being a Christian where all of your security and all of your validation is supposed to be in the Lord.
It is.
Because there's going to be times where nobody is on board with what he told you to do.
Yeah.
And but I am pleased with you and I am proud of you.
Mercy.
And you know, but we live in a society where it's very difficult to exist in that space with contentment even mm-hmm. more than it ever was before without people pleasing and without praise.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's sitting there talking about I've created an eternal love with myself. Is that what she said?
Something like that.
What are you talking about right now?
I operate on power, not love. There's so many phrases in here.
What are you talking
about?
Yeah,
eternal self-love for myself eternal and my coven.
I don't need or expect
love or attention from men.
Coven. Anytime I hear coven, I think of witches.
Me too. I don't know what she means by that.
I'm like, okay, coven.
We might just be holy, yeah. But I don't know what she means by that.
Yeah, I don't know either. That, it may not mean witches necessarily. That might be something that is not synonymous to witches. It might just mean like a gathering of people. But
yeah, my crew. That's just what it sounded like. I don't know. Hopefully she means my crew.
You're going for power and not love. It's like you're so anti-God right now. You don't even know it. I would never even say something that's foolish. To say I'm about power, not about love. It's like Christ was about love.
Amen.
Okay. And eternally, it's like, what are you talking about? You've never been in eternity. How did you create an eternity? There ain't no eternity without God. And God is love.
Right.
Okay.
And yes. He established marriage.
Correct.
It's not that you don't... And I think the whole, like, so this has kind of just been like a common topic that I've been seeing popping up on my timeline of just like women talking about, I don't need a man, and men talking about, I don't need a woman. Morris Chestnut put up a post recently saying, I don't care what them little podcasts be saying, at the end of the day, men need women and women need men.
Certainly.
And I do think that's an interesting thing to try to weigh out. Like, do we actually need?
Certainly.
I don't know. But what if you're not called to marriage? Then that means you don't.
Then you don't, right?
So I just want to be careful about saying it's like.
Wait, but let me clarify. I feel like in part is the aspect of the marriage is that you don't need. It's not that you don't need men. Men and women need each other on a grander scale.
That is very true.
Right. You don't need that. Whatever that relationship, that companionship, that thing is what you don't need. Mm, it's not that you don't need men.
Right.
No, that's not true.
Yeah.
Men need women, you know. Really, for
to
everything.
To come into the world.
yes, literally to come into the world. Yeah. We could have stopped there. Mm-hmm. But, you know, protectively, industrially, like everything that men do that women can't do and things that women do that men can't do is like we need each other for all of that stuff.
That's true.
Just on a grand scale.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think we're definitely moving in a direction of, because of, like you said, just an abuse of power in many different roles.
Not only
husband. Yes. You know, but
wives
like,
too.
And wives, and
really my phone.
Oh,
this abuse of power, manipulation.
Yeah.
Here's a list of places I won't go.
But yeah, I refuse.
I refuse.
And therefore you must do X, Y, Z. Yes. It's all a power struggle.
Right.
It's all a power struggle. Mm-hmm. But whether it's like, we were just at our growth group earlier today, and somebody was sharing that they experienced church hurt as a child. Mm-hmm. And it was from somebody who was. And so what the discussion turned into was like, well, what do you do if, because it's like, oh, well, go to the deacons and blah, blah, blah. Go to the pastor. What if it is the pastor? Who do you go to?
Yeah, you're going to somebody. Hold deacon
the police,
board.
First of all. Yeah. First of all, the police.
Well depending on if what happened was a crime.
Well.
Right, not because he cussed you out.
That's okay, just, sure. Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. The nature of what we were talking about was criminal.
Yes, more
but
serious,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
Have mercy.
I'm all taking it right there. Mm-hmm. The police. No, but. No, but. I kind of lost because now I'm laughing at myself.
Power struggle.
Yeah. So, you know, what do you do if it's somebody who's in a place of authority, mm-hmm. you know, who is well respected, or, you know, people won't believe that whole Me Too movement was based in people that thought they had some sort of power over you to make you do what they wanted you to do.
Yeah.
Or to just use you to get where they want to go, even not the Me Too movement so much, but. And vice versa, women that may have used their, you know, feminine wiles to convince somebody to do it went in both directions.
Yeah.
It went in both directions. You know, women would use that to climb the ladder. Yeah. Men would use that to make them do what they want them to do so that they can give them something and give them. Even that is power.
Yeah.
Celebrity. Yes. I can make you a celebrity if you just sleep with me.
Yeah, legend.
You know, exactly. Man. If you just, you know, I can, recording artist, whatever it is, whatever industry.
Yeah.
You know, but it all is people getting sick of being taken advantage of or even just having seen my dad used to beat my mom, yikes. You know, and now like I wear the pants in my house. Not only are you not going to beat me, you're not going to tell me what to do.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to dominate you because I will not be dominated. You know, like there's so many reasons as people have been molested, raped, all kinds of other stuff where you're trying to retain your power and retain your options and your choices.
Right.
And now I'm unable to submit to anyone else in any other way. But unfortunately, love is submission.
Yes. Ooh. Yeah, it is. I mean, that's really at the heart of all the issues, you know, in the heart, and especially people who have been through things and are fighting against that thing. I will not be put in that position again.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're sacrificing greater things because of that. And that's what I was trying to say, is that past hurt, you know, it's easy to tell somebody to kind of get over it, but it's actually, it's much harder to get over things. It's like you actually really have to work through what happened and what is your actual issue with it.
Yeah.
Other than the issue, because the crime is the crime.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like if it was an isolated incident, it would be better for somebody to get over it. Yeah. If somebody was, you know, sexually abused by somebody who was just a low down heathen, or, you know, somebody was assaulted, anything that could happen that's an isolated incident where the person doing it is warranted of that behavior, I feel like it's easier for people to actually get over. Mm-hmm. And actually explain in your mind, because, oh, he was a criminal or she was a criminal. Mm-hmm. I don't want to discount any gender. Mm-hmm. And say that person was a criminal and that's why they did it, because they just are not a good person or right. something of that nature, as opposed to, this was somebody who loved me.
Right.
And now I have to deal with the fact I don't understand why they would do this. Mm-hmm. And now I have to understand, well, what is love to me, and what was love to them, and what would cause them to do that? And
you're getting there.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's how you, that's where you start having the real issue, is because things, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And it's not, it doesn't align in a way that I can resolve.
Yeah.
In my mind to say, oh, well, they did this because of this.
Yeah.
It's like, I have no idea why they would do this, because I know in some way they love me. Mm-hmm. But that's not love.
So do they?
That's a fair act. That's a fair question. And the truth is, they do love you in the manner in which they know how to love.
In a limited capacity.
Correct. But yes. They don't love you in the manner in which God is really commanded us to love.
Yeah.
And part of that is just because of our flawed human nature. Mm-hmm. And the trauma that they received is what they're giving to you.
That's it.
And if they haven't dealt with it, then somebody else is going to also have to deal with it as well.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like you're really getting to the heart of it, because I feel for her. Mm. Because the answer is not, when you've encountered people that are supposed to love you and mistreat you, yeah. and don't treat you in a way that expresses love that matches with their words.
Right.
You know, and you are hurt now.
Yeah.
It's hard not to generalize. Because I don't need men. No, baby, you don't need him.
Correct. There you go.
Like, there's men out there who are not like him.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how many divorces she's been through, because she said financed all my divorces. Ooh. So I don't know how many marriages she's been in. Mm-hmm. But when you're talking about the things that she's saying, it's like, you clearly are not walking with the Lord.
That's for sure. Not well, at the very least.
Right. Not
certainly in
if
rebellion.
If you're trying to.
Yeah.
We're going to pray that you get a little more insight, yeah. but you know, you clear that at least at this juncture, that clearly isn't your intention. Yeah. And she ain't even mentioned God. So, you can tell like that yeah. ain't it.
You don't sound like you know the Lord.
Not at all.
No.
Which, you know, God bless you. But, no. you know, we're praying for you, because God makes the Holy Spirit really makes the difference. But it's like, so now you're somebody who does not know the Lord. And then you're seeking out other people mm-hmm. that also don't know the Lord. And then y'all come together and make a mess of things
yeah.
because that's really all we're able to do in and of ourselves.
Right.
You're not, but there are men out there who are, even or who aren't saved, who yeah. just have more of a grip on how to treat somebody
Perfectly,
and
yes.
what marriage is, mm-hmm. you know, and are able to mm-hmm. love you yes. better mm-hmm. and treat you better, you yeah. know. But it's, we get into these generalizations. And it's a shame of whether it's like what we've seen, what we've heard, what we've experienced, or a combination of all three, which it probably is a combination. And now we just make a generalization that marriage is not for me.
Yeah.
I don't need a man mm-hmm. or a man. I don't need a woman. I can take care of myself. I can whatever, you know, all of this type of stuff. And it's like, but as we've been talking about in our growth group as well, we're doing a study on why we believe the Bible, mm-hmm. you know, to be the actual word of God. And, you know, the initial council of Laodicea, they came together and sifted through scriptures and decided, you know, with prayer, you know, which ones actually, you know, aligned and everything that we will actually, recognize as the word of God, but they called it, the canon, you know, and the canon means a measuring stick. This is what we use to measure what is right and wrong. Mm. This is what we use to measure what we should do and what we should not do, how we should be, how we should not be. This is what we use. This is the standard, mm. you know. So when you are, if you are in Christ, you know, you have a standard here of what is husbands, love your wife as Christ loved the church.
Yeah.
That means he's not going to be out here in the streets apologizing for his wife who's not what she should be. And he's embarrassed of you and he's talking about you and he's dragging your name through the streets.
Yeah.
You know, that is not husbands love your wife as Christ loves the church. But you can't even throw scripture at him.
No.
Like, can't. What do people do when, you know, because now you both are just coming up with your own morality.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing to join you together and help you be on one accord about what is true and what is right. So yeah. Now you may feel as though that's wrong. Mm-hmm. And he may feel as though that's fine. And I don't mean nothing by it, and you just need to get over it. Mm. But now, what? Where do you turn to be on one accord about what is the truth here? Yeah. You know, and it's like it really benefits to not only be in your standard, you know, not searching for a man that did not take you to IHOP, mm. or searching for a woman that can cook, mm. but searching for a man and a woman that know the Lord.
Yeah, boy.
And have the Holy Spirit to empower them to do what God commanded.
Yeah.
You know, because then you will actually be able to experience the love of Christ, you know, that only he can empower you to be able to give.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was plenty. That was good. But yeah, our focus has to, it's like, as much as I'd like to make anything about anything, I mean, the beginning of all knowledge is the fear of the Lord, and the reverence, for him first, reverence him in your life, and then you can reverence him in all your activities.
Yeah,
because marriage is better with the Lord on your side.
Mm-hmm.
Your job is better with the Lord on your side. Your school is better. Your social, everything, anything you do is always better with the Lord on your side. Not because every aspect is going to be pleasant,
mm-hmm.
but because you know you're doing the right thing if God is on your side and he has you in places for reasons, as opposed to being in places for no reason and finding yourself in a place you ain't supposed to be in, doing something you're not supposed to do, and you know there's no backing. He's the backing. He's the backbone of us. And he supports us in a way that really only he can.
Yeah.
But just based off of his position, I'm God.
Amen.
That says a lot. I made all these things.
That's it.
I made, and this is, you know what's beautiful? That there's nothing new under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says it in a metaphorical thing. But it may also, it's literally literal. There's literally nothing new. God made everything in 7 days and he never made anything else. Mm-hmm. Anything that is on this earth was here when he made it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was inside of something else.
Wow.
Which is beautiful.
Yeah.
That guy, like this table, this table was inside of a tree thousands of years ago.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And it had to be brought, like everything we're looking at. There's nothing, everything here is something that God made in his simplest form that we created into something else. Like, this is metal. Plastic is, I don't even know what plastic actually is, but this is sand.
Yeah.
From where? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
This is metal from a mountain.
Yeah.
And it's just to think that guy, hey, he said, hey, I'll be on your side.
Amen.
Hey, Abraham, I am your shield and your exceeding great reward.
Mm.
I am.
Your exceeding great reward.
I am your exceeding. Not the things I have to offer you. I am.
Mm.
I'm your great reward. Imagine that. God is a reward.
Amen.
Amen. And he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So we would encourage anybody in your marriage, in your relationship, seek the Lord first for yourself and then seek him for your relationship. Whatever it is you're doing, he has all the answers. And I already know the first thing that he is going to say to you. Repent from your sins so you can be forgiven, you know.
Amen.
Being right standing with God is the most important thing. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, knowing that we will all stand before God. And if you stand before God and he is judging your sin, you are already in a world of trouble.
Yikes.
But you want to stand before God where he can judge your life and what you've done, and not your sin. You do not want him to stand. Our sin was judged on the cross, but he will judge what we do. Amen. Mm-hmm. And with him on your side, it will be, I can't actually explain the magnitude of how much better that would be for you to know the Lord before you die. Amen.
Amen. I want to share a testimony of just when you and your spouse are both seeking God and, you know, just Holy Spirit led and how that can really make a difference in the way that you're able to love each other and support each other. Because this past week, I was having a very challenging week. I was just feeling very worn. And really, it was just the, you know, you can kind of get to a place where when you have the same responsibilities all the time without a let up, you know, even if it is manageable, it's just after a while, it does kind of just become a weight of like, okay, there's never a day that goes by that this is not my responsibility, you know? So it's not, everybody needs a break from their work, you know? And as a parent though, you don't get a break from being a parent, but I think you do need to be intentional about stepping away and not operating in that role every single day, especially like all day. And we did, how long has that been now? It's probably been well over a year, if not two, that I've been once a week going out for a few hours in the evening, just having a little time to myself and, you know, getting a little break. But, you know, but that's been it. I mean, there's been like stray times here and there that Ron and I have like gotten away, but it's not frequent, you know, and it's just life, and you know, it's not that simple. but yeah, this week I was really just feeling very worn down. And on Wednesday night, I actually called a hotel at 11 something at night and asked if they had a room available, like a nearby one, and asked if they had a room available. They said they did. And I was like very close to just packing my bag and going, and then texting Ron after I left the house and saying, I left, don't go to work because the kids are here. And the only reason I was feeling like doing that impulsively was because I was just feeling like there's never really a good time for it. You know, it's never really a good time for it. It's never really conducive for me to do. And that the only way for me to do it is just to do it. You know, that no matter how I go about it, it's going to be inconvenient. You know, so like that was kind of where I was. And I was just in a moment of desperation and frustration. And after I got off the phone with the lady, like I prayed and I was like, but you know what, Lord, like I feel in my spirit that this is wrong for me to go about it this way. But I was like, but God, I need you to just help me out, because like I can't just keep going, you know, unless you either give me sufficient strength or I'm able to like get some sort of refreshment, refreshing. And so that was Wednesday night. So then Thursday night, Ron says, I booked you a hotel stay for tomorrow. I showed him in my phone records and I showed him on my Google Maps. I looked up a nearby hotel and I called the night before. Like, this is real. Mm-hmm. And he says, I booked you a hotel stay for tomorrow night, as in Friday, and a massage for the next day after you check out. And I literally just kept asking him, like, you really did that? Because it just was so profound to me that I'm like, man, and I am not going to get, I did all my crying at the hotel. But man, I mean, just so many things. Because number one, like just the Lord, I felt like Hagar. I felt like Hagar, you know, the God who sees, he hears and he sees and he provides.
Well, yeah. More context, just for, you know, for people who may hear, is that I had really on Monday, I was thinking that she needed, was it Monday? It was Tuesday. I was thinking that Chelsea, like, I should get her a hotel stay. And I was like, oh, I don't know if I should or not. But I ended up thinking, it was the day before. I didn't know that she did any of that. Mm-hmm. But before she was even doing that, I had already booked a hotel for her to stay.
Yeah. And it's just, we're, because we both are, we're not perfect, but we both love God. We both are seeking God. We both are Holy Ghost filled people, you know, and trying to be spirit led. And the Lord, I mean, and first of all, I refrained from doing my, what was impulsive for me. I didn't do it. You know, like, and if I would have went about it my way, first of all, I wouldn't have got a massage.
not to mention, like, literally sometimes I can't tell that you're out here because it's so dark.
Right.
I wouldn't.
I mean, I would have called you and made sure you knew I was going. Yeah, I bet. But no, I wouldn't have. I would have made sure he didn't leave our children. Terrible. But, you know, but that would have caused a problem. You know, like that wouldn't have been well received, rightfully so, on Ron's end. He would have had to take off from work. We would have lost that day of pay, all kinds of things. You know, it wasn't, and I prayed and I was like, Lord, I know this is not right, you know, but I'm like, but how else am I supposed to do this? I'm like, please just find a way, because it seems like there's not a way, at least not in the near future. And I'm feeling like I need it in this moment, you know? So I'm like, God, I need you to just help me, you know? And sometimes his help is not doing what you asked him for. Sometimes his help is giving you the strength. You know, old folks would say, don't move the mountain, give me the strength to climb.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and he will do that.
He will.
He will do that. But sometimes
he'll tunnel through. He'll tunnel through the mountain.
Sometimes it's footprints in the sand.
It's footprints, and he gets to carrying.
Yeah.
It was a blessing, you know, because sometimes you start feeling like, you know, walking with the Lord is... Sometimes you want him to always be close, and in certain manners he is, but sometimes you don't feel like he is.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes he's not, you know, not as present as you would like him to be. Mm-hmm. But in those moments, you remember, like, no, he's still with you, son. He's still with your daughter. No need to worry. I got you, and I'm still working it out.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing. He just works it out.
Even when you don't see it yet. He already, because he's way ahead of us.
He's way ahead.
He's way ahead.
And I would have never thought that was going on. I didn't, and I don't, I'm not even going in. I'm just literally in my mind, I'm just thinking, you know what? You know, I feel like Chelsea, she probably could use a break. And it was because of the mishappening that happened on Tuesday. That's how I know it wasn't on Monday. It was on Tuesday that I was like, you know what? She might. And I was over there early, and I was like, you know, I should try to get her a hotel. And the same, at least by Wednesday, I had already booked it.
Mm-hmm.
And nope, it was the same day, because I forgot. Because on Wednesday, you left and you went to your growth group. And I was on the computer making the reservation when you were gone. and I'm sitting there deleting like the history just so she doesn't know, because I wanted to surprise her, not even realizing that same night she's looking for a hotel too.
Yeah.
You know, just the Lord working things out.
He does. And there's been smaller things such as me being in the car with his mom years ago, like early in our dating. But his family used to have, but pre-COVID, a tradition of going to the movies on Christmas. And not that we can't go now, but it just fell off. But
certainly.
But yeah, so we were all going to the movies on Christmas Day, and him and his dad went into Wawa.
Yeah,
your dad went in too.
Yeah, me and somebody.
It's something like, or it maybe it was Daniel that went in with Daniel you.
Or somebody.
Yeah, he was there. Him and Daniel, him and his younger brother. But I'm in the car with his mom and somebody else, and I was like, oh my goodness, like I wish I told him that I wanted some Nutter Butters and a Pepsi.
No.
Or something like that.
Ginger ale.
Ginger ale?
I think it was ginger ale.
A ginger ale and some Nutter Butters? Was that it?
It was.
Whatever it was two items, and he walked out the store with them. And I literally just looked at him like, no, he did not really get, and we have witnesses, like, no, he did not really just walk out with what I just said.
Yeah.
No, but God really will do that, though, because that's the point of marriage. People say, why should I get married? No. No, don't do all this. I love myself enough. I can do everything myself. I can have enough money, enough power, enough, you know, fortitude, whatever, determination. Mm-hmm. I don't need no support. Lies from the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
The way that Satan tricked Adam and Eve in the garden was he came to Eve by herself and convinced her alone. I know that theologians have their own, like, different interpretations of that, and some of them are like, oh, it never says that Adam wasn't there, but why wouldn't it? I feel like there would be some type, because then why would she then go to him like after?
Well, I mean, we don't need to get into that.
I mean, we
long. It's hard to know.
It is hard to know. So I'm not claiming that this is true. What I'm going to claim is that this is my belief and my understanding that I think is true. I don't believe Adam was right there. He might have been nearby or something. I don't believe Adam was right there in the conversation. Mm-hmm. You know, Satan did not come to the two of them and have a conversation with the two of them. He went to Eve and had a conversation with Eve and got her all. Because when you're by yourself, you know, and just every time I talk about this, I get that imagery of when you watch like National Geographic or something like that. Mm-hmm. And the lion is stalking its prey and you see a whole herd of gazelles. He's not going into the herd of gazelles to get trampled mm-hmm. and get chased away. He's going to go to the one that's off to the side, that's straight away from the pack. Mm-hmm. Why? Because they don't have support.
Correct.
You know, the it's lies of the enemy. When you're by yourself and you isolate and you disconnect and you can and you allow the enemy to convince you that nobody is good, nobody loves you, nobody is good for you, mm-hmm. you don't need anyone, you got this all by yourself. Mm-hmm. That's not the way God made it. It is not good that man should be alone.
Yeah.
That's not what the Lord says. And every time we stray away from the word of God and the ways of God, stuff gets crazy. Mm. And you put, like you said earlier, you just miss out on so much. You miss out on God using your spouse to support, like telling my husband something that I did not say to him.
Yeah, God told him.
God told him.
Right.
Because I talked to God about it. And God told him, because he talks to God too. That's just something different.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, that's it for us. See you next time. And if you plan on getting married, make sure you do it right. If you plan on doing anything, do it right and do it with your whole heart. Unless it's some Amen. Foolishness, then stop it. Go home.
Indeed.
But we'll be here as long as God said. So we'll see you. So peace sign, look cool or not, whatever.
As I burp. Goodbye.